One of the major issues that come up today regarding the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, the mitzvah of tefilas kelim is you have a, even if you have a new, old, you have a clean utensil that hasn't even been used, but you acquired it from a non-Jew, so the halacha is you have to put it into a mikveh. As the Yerushalmi writes, it's like when someone converts to Judaism, a non-Jew converts, and one of the components is you have to go to the mikveh, you have to immerse yourself, and you change your status. So too on the kelim, you have to change the status from a non-Jewish keli to a Jewish keli. So the issue is putting electrical appliance in the mikveh could be a problem from two angles. Number one, it could damage the electrical appliance, or you could harm yourself. So how does one deal with the issue of tefillah? So some want to claim the Chelkis Yaakov and the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that we know this halacha is connected to Tumah V'Tahara, like the Yerushalmi writes. And therefore, perhaps one could argue that this way we have halacha, that something which is Mechuber Lakarka cannot become Tameh. So therefore, since the electrical appliance can only work if it's plugged into the wall, so therefore it's considered like a Mechuber Lakarka, and therefore it would be exempt. You know, many don't like this. They say, what do you mean? Mechuber Lakarka, you can't move. Here it's just like you could use it anywhere. So either way, that's the Heter of the Chelkis Yaakov, Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe also has a Bechidish that he says that you don't have, normally you have to, for it to be tefillah, you have to put the whole object in. But what he wants to say, that the part where it has the electrical components, then it will ruin. So therefore, they don't come in direct contact with the food, and therefore they don't have to be immersed. They just have to immerse the other things. So, are there any other approaches? If you assume these either are exempt, like the because it's mechuba lakarka, or you don't have to do electrical, it's not an issue. But according to many others who don't like the heter of mechuba lakarka, and they claim, no, you still have, you have a chiyev to tova the whole object, is there any other way of avoiding this problem? Yes, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach points out that really the chayev in tefilas kelim. So the shayla is, let's say you chayev in tefilas kelim, but you can't do it. So that's what there's a. We have the Ramah. That where does it come from? The Ramah writes that, let's say you have something in partnership. A Jew owns it, and a non-Jew owns it. So the Ramah paskins, this object does not require tefillah. Why doesn't the object require tefillah? So Pasha, some would say, because maybe the object has to be exclusively Jewish in order to do it. That's what one would say. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others suggest another reason. A really minat Torah, or really you have to be told by this object. This object is chayev in tefillah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman points out in others that even though and that's the whole discussion, it's a stira in the Ramban and Chumash, the Ramban and the Gemara, but Pashtis, tefilas kelim is deraisa on medo kelim. Glass is only drabanan. So, there's a mitzvah. Let's assume there's a mitzvah deraisa on tefilas kelim on medo. So the Efa Minat Torah, you're obligated to do it. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I just want to point out, but the issue of eating on kelim without tefilah is only an issue drabanan. And so why would the rabbis set up the Yitzhak Drabanan? They wanted to encourage people to tova their dishes. But in a case where it's impossible to perform tefilas kelim, so Chazal never put the prohibition on. So in a case where there's a partnership, it's impossible to do the tefilah because the part which is the non-Jewish ownership is not going to help by being tova. So to over here, they want to suggest that by electrical appliances, You're really chayiv in tefillah, but it's going to get ruined. That's which is itself a discussion. If we assume it's going to get ruined by the tefillah, therefore it's compared to the halacha of the Ramah. It's a kli owned by a guy and a Jew and a non-Jew, and therefore you can't do tefillah. If you can't do tefillah, so therefore the mitzvah of tefillah isn't. The mitzvah of tefillah is impossible of the raisa, and there's only an issur drabanan, and there's only an issur drabanan when it's impossible to do. And in fact, that's part of the have an interesting discussion regarding a gersh and a skayer, that are converts who's converting to Judaism, because the question is, what about his pots and pans, etc.? Is how do we view them? Are they considered like they're like belonging, they're required from a non-Jew from himself, and therefore you need tefillah kelim? Or maybe it only applies when you're buying kelim, but when they remain in the same domain as they were, so maybe not. So that's a major discussion among the Achronim. Rav Avadya Yosef is seen to be nota. He said it's different in this situation. The source goes back when Bnei Yisrael took the utensils from Midian. Therefore, they changed possessions. And now, it wasn't that the ones who owned them became converts, but the Jews took them. So therefore, in that case, it required, but in the case where it remained in its domain, you wouldn't have to. And the Shevet HaLevi disagrees and says it's true. It's not identical to the story of Midian, but the fundamental... But the whole Yisod still applies. You have to move it from a secular Gentile domain to a Jewish one. And in fact, so that's a discussion among the Achronim. There's a famous Avnei Nezer who wants to agree with where the Avadya Yosef goes with him. He says it's sufficient. He says because when you convert into mikvah, everything else comes along with you. So I'm not sure. It's hard to find if there's a meaning on this. Clearly, yesh v'yesh. Obviously, if you're going to do tefillas kelim, clearly you got to do it without a bracha because of the dispute. I guess it would be the same thing. I guess you could argue on electrical utensil also if you're going to do it. Since there are many who say your exam, so maybe you could say safek brachas v'hako, especially if you assume the whole tefillas kelim is drabanan. But that's a discussion there. So other... We have as well. It comes up. Let's say it's a machokas machab ramah to whether one is permitted to do tefillah kelim on Shabbos, because we know the original din is by tuma, so you can't go. You can't be matar something. It's like tikkun mana. But the shiloh over here is maybe it's only midrabanan the isser of using it. So perhaps maybe I'm not doing anything on that. So about and someone had pointed out maybe if the kli itself you could like dip the urn in and it looks like you're just filling it up with water. So what do you do? So you know, so therefore they discuss some say you sell it to a guy, give it to a guy, and therefore it no longer belongs to you. So again, we don't recommend this lechatchila, but in a case where you're stuck, it's Erev Shabbos. And you don't know what to do, so then either you could sell it to a guy, or some suggest you should mafker it. I guess whatever happens on Shabbos, so on Shabbos, it might be doing a kinyan. But and it's a whole discussion about hefker on Shabbos, is if that's considered, and that was the whole discussion in the Gemara by, I think it was Rabbi Elezer, he had to free his slave to make a minyan. So it's a discussion. So the Rush says, don't tell me it's talking about Shabbos, Parsha Zachar. So they discuss over there, what about, because why can't it be a Shabbos? Because if some discuss, then you can't do Kinyanim. I think there's a Me'iri or some Sheetahs in the regime say, no, that's only to be Konis something, but to Mafker something, you can even do it on Shabbos, and maybe that'd be relevant here as well. To the question of being mafka or something, those are again. So if you assume I guess you could do the same thing regarding the electrical appliance also, but if you assume like Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no need to, because we're saying that since you can't be tovel it, so therefore Chazal never said it, so you wouldn't have to go through, so perhaps maybe you could argue in those cases as well. In a place where there is no mikvah, and it's only a sederabanan, so and it's impossible for me to do, and I wasn't poshe or anything like that, so maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman could argue as well that you're not obligated. But if you could be mafkarid, or there are other ways of taking care of it, being mafkarid as well as selling it to a guy, those are different suggestions given in the acronym. So regarding this question, so that's a major discussion today about what do you do with electrical appliances in terms of tefillah.